everyone, this is Kaylee at just 4 minutes past midnight, and I am dead beat tired. I don't know why I'm doing this now, but maybe it's because I finally get a day off, and that's why I can record this. And I don't want to talk about anything bad or rant about anything or anybody, any of my problems. I want to talk about something good, something that makes me happy. And one of the beings, I should say, that makes me happy, pets. And I have had many, many pets in my life. So which way do I want to start it? Let's go little and then work our way up. So let's see. Would you call this improv or would you just call this rambling? Yeah, it's just rambling because I know what I want to say, but my structure of how to do it, we're just going to figure it out. Okay, let's talk about fish. I had about 5 fishes in my life. I think 2 goldfish and 3 betta fish. I don't remember the names of the goldfish, but I remember the betta ones. It was like one was Princess, one was Prince Charming, and the other was like probably named after a Disney princess or something, knowing me. Yeah, I mean, fish are fish. There's nothing really entertaining about them, except I had them when I was around, like, between 5 and 7 years old, I would say. let's see. I discovered that betta fish fight in the goriest way possible. Like, I thought that, like, well, I guess my mom was kind of in charge of the whole operation, and she had, like, a little gate in the tank. So, like, one betta fish was over there, and the other betta fish was over there, and that was fine. Well, yeah, everything was going good for, like, a week or two, but one day, we go out shopping, and then we come back, and then I see that one of the betta fish has, like, some of their, like, gills, like, taken off, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, some of its tail was, like, shredded on, like, down in the pebbles that are, like, on the ground in the tank, and I'm like, how could that have happened? And then one day, we discovered what happened, because the other betta fish basically beat the shit out of it. So what the betta fish did was that they got into a fight, and then the betta fish hopped the gate and then attacked the other one and then basically killed it. So I learned from a very young age how death works and how, yes, even fish can fight to the death. Yeah. That's why you don't put betta fish together in the same tank. Yep. Huh. All right. Well, then again, I lied. I had fish in college, in my freshman year of college, and actually it was, like, my roommate's fish, but they neglected them so much that I ended up taking care of them. And they were called Marco and Polo, very original, I know, and we had them in a tank by the window in Michigan weather, which was a bad idea enough already because they made the water so cold, but anyway, they didn't listen to me. Anyway, I was responsible for feeding them in the morning because I was always the first one up because I had morning classes. Yeah, I was the crazy one with 8:30 classes in the morning. Yeah, that was me, freshman year. So, winter break comes along, and nobody is willing to bring the fish to their house to take care of them and feed them, you know? And so, my roommates suddenly got this brilliant idea to buy an automatic fish feeder, which, don't buy your fish an automatic feeder. It's not going to work. They put it in the tank, and then they basically told me, well, it's a whole different story. I mean, these are the same roommates that barely ever talked to me. Like, they basically shunned me out. I was a stranger in my own dorm. Yeah, that's a story for another day. But anyway, one day, one of them knocks on my door and says, hey, we got an automated fish feeder, so you don't got to worry about feeding the fish. Which, by the way, bitch, it's your fish. I didn't buy them. I literally didn't contribute anything except I somehow just became the feeder every morning. So, yeah. Okay. Anyway. Somehow she just confirmed that it was my fish now, but whatever. We go away for winter break. I go back like 2 or 3 weeks later, belly up, they're white. The tank is all mossy and terrible. And yeah, the automatic feeder didn't work and they died. And then when I texted in the group chat, hey, the fish are dead, nobody replied to me, nobody talked to me, nobody gave a shit about me. So I had my own little fish funeral in the bathroom, and I dumped them down the toilet. I cleaned up the tank, and at the end of the year when we all moved out, I just put out the supplies in like the dumpster, and I never thought again about having fish. Though sometimes I do think about having fish, but then I love cats more. But we'll get to cats later. I've had a lot of cats in my day. Okay. There was one hamster that I had. I don't remember the name, but I remember my parents were so annoyed that I wanted a hamster. And when they got one for me, like, we had, you know how you install like apartments for your hamster where like you can, they can crawl up to the second balcony, like the, basically the second floor of their like little cage. Yeah. I had one of those and we had like one of those wheels where they could run and, where we kept the hamster at my first home when I was like 8, the hamster would run all night and it would wake up my mom and she hated it. So I feel really bad, but you know, that's just what happens. And I love my parents for actually dealing with my shenanigans. And I actually have a very, very sad story about how this pet ends. I was walking in the house, or maybe I was running. I don't really remember. I was probably running. I was a kid. And I had the hamster in their ball so they can, like, roam around the house. And, well, I accidentally ended up kicking the ball with the hamster inside it. And it banged up against the wall. And then I go to check on it, and, nothing. Not moving, not breathing, nothing. And I carry that around with me wherever I go. Yeah, I accidentally killed my hamster. So, I'm really sorry about that, but basically, the lesson here is watch where you're stepping, especially if you have a little hamster or a very little pet that can roam around where they please. Yes, okay, move on. Okay, happy thoughts. Dogs. I've had a lot of dogs. Okay, so when I was a baby, I had 2 Cocker Spaniels. Their names were Bailey and Holly, and they were amazing. They were like little guard dogs for me. Like, there are photos of them, like, with my mom, like, when I was a baby, just, like, watching me, and it's so cute. Or, like, one time, my mom put me down in a laundry basket when I was like, I don't know, less than 1 year old, just letting me sleep in the warm like laundry, I guess. And there's a picture of like Bailey or Holly, I don't remember. They looked the same. They were Cocker Spaniels. And it was just such a cute memory, even though I don't even remember it. I just remember the photo. So I don't remember what happened to Bailey. I think we ended up giving her away to somebody, maybe. I don't think she died. Holly, though, this is the tragic story in which, you know, I said at the beginning of the audio that I wasn't going to talk about anything sad, but just, I guess I got to tell you the end of their stories, I guess. Now, it's sad to say, but this accident was actually the trigger for my parents not letting any of our future dogs out without a leash ever again. Because, well, Bailey and Holly, they were smart dogs. They would just roam around, like, the yard, you know. We had about, like, 2 acres of land, you know. Like, when I was younger, in my first house. Yeah, we only had 2 acres. So they had, like, plenty of yard space. It was perfect for a dog. But we didn't have a gate. And so, one day, my mom is calling out to Holly to come back inside, and she's not coming out. And then she notices this car, like, kind of just driving back and forth in front of our house, just like circling around, like back, like in front of our house. And we're like, what the fuck is going on? And then eventually we find out that he ran her over. And I saw my dog bleeding in the street. And that was a very sad memory for me. When I was like, I was probably 6 or 7. Very sad. Very sad. My mom cried so much, and it sucked to see my dad pick her up and, like, put her in a box to be taken I don't know where. So, yeah. But my next dog, well, naturally, when a dog dies, you realize just how quiet your house is, and then we end up getting another dog. And she was she's a baby Pomeranian, a blonde one, and her name, we named her Jessie. After Jessie from Toy Story 2, you know? And that was because as a baby Pomeranian, she was so happy. And she was like, she was one of the best dogs that we ever had. She was so loyal. She was so happy all the time. And she would just love to sit with you on the couch. And I remember, like, whenever I cry, she would just like snuggle under my arm and be there for me. And she was awesome, and she was just, like, she literally was, like, the best dog I ever had. I had so many good memories with her. But eventually she died of old age. So, finally, a happy death in which, oops, I hit the pop filter, sorry. A happier death in which her hair just became so matted. And she was losing hair, and she basically died of old age. She was about 12 or 13 years old, so she lived a long, long life. She was a good dog. All right, so the next dog I have, which is the dog that I currently have, is Beowulf, which is another Pomeranian. But I believe that she is a mix of another, like, breed. Like, some kind of, like, a... I think... Wait a minute, let me look it up real quick. Alright, I looked it up. She's either like a mix of like a Border Collie and a Pomeranian or a Husky and a Pomeranian. She's just way bigger than a pure Pomeranian would be. And she's quite heavier and she's very furry. So, yeah, that. But we always just call her a Pomeranian because it's easier. And Beowulf was raised by 12 boys. Well, 11 boys and one man, because that's their dad. Like, a dad with 11 sons? Are you kidding? What were you doing? Well, anyway, we heard, after Jessie died, we heard from my dad's friend at work saying that he knows a guy that's trying to give his dog away because their family is going through a divorce. And we saw a picture of her and we knew that we just had to meet her. And so we drive all the way out there, and as soon as we step out of the car, she's right at our feet, and we're like, whoa, she's just a big pile of fur. And she was so friendly, and she was so happy, and she's great, but she's an annoying little shit. I mean, whenever you're eating, she's gonna bark at you all the time, and she's gonna whine, and like, she's one of those pets, and we haven't been able to keep her calm. Like, we can't train her, because when we adopted her, she was 3 years old, and now she's like 9 years old. There's no taming her. We tried. I know what you're about to say, but she is still sort of my best friend, and she's really cool, and I do love her, even though she's annoying and very clingy all the time. And I really don't like it, because, like, my family isn't as active as we used to be, so we really shouldn't be having dogs anymore. But this is a good segue into my favorite animal, cats. And yes, I am a huge fan of cats. So when I was a baby, we had a Maine Coon cat named Gilda. She was a giant. I mean, she was a giant to me because I was a baby. And she didn't like me until I grew up, like, much older. Like, she wouldn't let me pet her. She was afraid of me. Which, rightfully so, I was a baby. But she was my mom's cat, and she was named after Gilda Radner, which, oh, I don't believe I mentioned, Beowulf, my current dog, She is named after the old English tale. Yes. I mean to read that book one day, but I will eventually. But anyway, so Gilda is named after Gilda Radner because she was my mom's favorite comedian and, like, actor. So, rightfully so. And she was amazing. I've heard plenty of stories about Gilda, though I have not experienced it. I've seen, like, little pictures of her when she was a baby and my mom first adopted her. And this is one time where her tail caught on fire when she walked next to a candle. But don't worry, my mom saved her. She was all right. She's cool. Only a bit of her fur burned out, but nothing bad on the skin, as far as she told me. I don't have that many big memories of Gilda, other than she also died of old age, and it just became a time where she wasn't willing to walk anywhere anymore. She would just lay down at this one part of the kitchen, and we'd have to feed her ourselves, and one day we just decide she can't take it anymore, and we should put her down, and for the first time, she let me pet her, and that was very sad. It was a very sad moment. But then it gets sadder, because the next cat that I got, her name was Lacey. She was a gray short hair, like a gray and white short hair with like stripes. And I think we went to this adoption agency. And then I picked her up. She was like such a small little baby. And she fell asleep in my arms and she trusted me. And that was... That's how you pick them, you know? Because cats, I mean, a lot of people don't realize that you have to speak in the cat's language. It can't, like a dog, the reason I don't really like dogs is because, like, they love you no matter what. Like, there's no earning, there's no relationship. It's like, I love you no matter what, and I'm always happy all the time. With the exception of some dogs that actually do have a bolder personality. But when it comes to cats, cats pick you. You don't pick the cat. And a lot of people don't understand that. And so when she fell asleep in my arms, I knew that she was the one. And she was my cat. She was attached to me. Like, I think I was about 8 or 9 years old at this point. By the way, I am not a good tracker of my age. My memory is shit. So, like, if there's, like, a discrepancy, don't blame me, but I'm just giving you an estimate. But, Lacey was so small, but I only had her for about half a year because she ended up getting, cancer. And she got bigger and bigger. And once again, at a very young age, I discovered that cancer is a bitch. And one day we found her in the hallway. And yeah, sadness again. But all is well, because a little while later, another one of my dad's friends said that he found a litter and a mom of like a cat family under his deck, and the mom ran away. Or he says that the mom ran away, but I don't believe that's completely true, because maybe she was out finding something or something. But anyway, he got all the litter inside and was giving the cats away, and then they were down to the last two. And it was a brown, like, short hair, and then a gray short hair with yellow eyes. A brown short hair with, like, green eyes, and then a silver, like, short hair cat with yellow eyes. We just decided to pick them, and I remember me and my mom begging my dad to let us have both of them, because we only came for one cat, but the fact that they were sisters from the same litter, like, we felt like they just had, like, they would have, like, a better time, like, getting accustomed to our house at the time. And so that's what we did. We got all the supplies and we put them in the bathroom, of course, to, like, get them like comfortable and like we would like come in and out, like spend time with them every now and again, just get them to trust us. And then I think a week later, which that was kind of funny because like every time I went in to take a shit or like a piss or just to brush my teeth, they would like meow and like rub against my ankle. Like they were so tiny and like they were just so cute. But anyway, one day we open up the door and we introduce them to the rest of the house, and the rest was kind of history. And now you might be wondering, how did the cats choose their like mom or dad or like their owner or like who are they going to get attached to? Well, we tried to name them, and I named the brown one Karma because she always seemed to be getting into trouble. She would knock stuff over. She would like rip up things, and I just called her Karma because I don't know. It looked like it fit. And when I called her that, she answered by that name and she became Karma. And then the gray one became my mom's cat because she trusted her way more than she trusted me. And even today, she still doesn't let me touch her very much, like pet her or like hold her. She doesn't like to be held, but Karma liked to be held. So really opposites with sisters, right? I thought that she could be Somerset, like her name could be Somerset because like she was silver and she looked so majestic. But no, my mom called her baby girl and she was like, oh, that's a temporary name. I'll come up with a better name. But no, she's still baby girl and she's still with us. All right. And the last sad story, I promise. Karma was mine. She would always love to like come into my room and sleep on my bed. And she was great. Except one day while I was at college, I get a text from my mom saying, hey, are you in classes right now? And I'm like, no, I'm just doing homework. Why? And she goes, okay, well, I really hate to say this, but I found Karma dead in the hallway. And I don't quite know what happened. Like, she wasn't old. She was like 8 or 9 years old. And usually cats can live up to like 15 years. Like Gilda lived a long time. But it was just really sudden and really surprising. And I had no idea. But I think it was something that had to do with like, maybe her heart, maybe like she had like some kind of internal accident of some kind. I'm not quite sure, but that was a real sad day. And I think, yeah, it snowed really hard that night and I felt bad, but let's bring it back to today. So right now, I have baby girl, my cat, not the listener, and then I have Beowulf, or Bay for short. And again, we often call our listeners Bay, which I hope nobody gets confused, but yeah. So right now, I have a Pomeranian named Bay, or a Pomsky named Beowulf, Bay, and then I have the gray short hair with gold eyes, baby girl. And I hope that they live long and happy lives. So let's see. I've had 2 goldfish, 3 beta, 2, 7, wait, no, wait, 2. Yeah, 7 fish, 1 hamster, Bailey, Holly, Jesse, Beowulf. Oh, crap. I didn't even talk to you about this. There was a short period in time in which I had a chihuahua. Well, I was babysitting a chihuahua for my half-brother. And don't get a chihuahua. His name was Tulio, probably after The Road to El Dorado. And I fucking hate Tulio. Not the character, the dog. I hated the chihuahua because he would cry in the night. He would bite you, he would scratch you, he was a little shit, and he wouldn't let you feed him, like, you had to do it a certain way, and it got to a point where I was just like, okay, I'm done babysitting this fucking dog. But anyway, okay, let's not include him. Okay, anyway, just a little short story. Bailey, Holly, Jesse, Beowulf, four dogs, and then Gilda, Lacey, Karma, baby girl. And that is all the pets I have had thus far, and I hope one day I will be moved out with a place of my own, and I will have a Siberian cat, and I might name her Felicity. Because I like that name, and she's my favorite American Girl doll. And also she's Felicity Shagwell from Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. It was the sequel. Unless she doesn't respond to it. Or he. I might get a he. But if you get a male cat, he's going to piss everywhere. So just be mindful of that. But, yeah. That was nice. That was nice. Talking for about a half an hour about pets and going up and down on like the emotional scale. Okay. I am very tired. And until the next story time, I hope you have a lovely, 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 lovely day. Actually, I might say Felicity for if I ever have a kid, specifically a daughter. And if I had a son, I would probably name him Dominic. I think it was just because I liked him from Barbie is the Princess and the Pauper. Like, okay. So what if I plagiarize names? Is it awful? I'm sure that there are plenty of people that are named after fictional characters. Okay, goodbye. Have a good day. Actually, hold on, because I realized while editing this that I completely forgot the fact that I had rabbits. Yes, for a brief portion in my life, I had three rabbits. Well, not at the same time. I'm going to try to like talk about this like really quick because we're already nearing like a half an hour, and I really hope that people are actually enjoying me talking about this, but I don't know. Let's just see how this goes. So I had two rabbits at first when I was about 10 years old, maybe, and I had a white one with black spots named Harry, and then a white one with brown spots named Doc. And yes, Harry after Harry Potter and Doc after Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which, yes, I still plagiarize pet names. Okay. I don't remember a thing about them, honestly. Just because I had them for such a short part in my life. I mean, they were already pretty old as it is, and I remember they stunk a lot, and so I didn't really do that much with them. I honestly don't remember anything at all, except we tried to set them free when we were, we thought that we couldn't have them anymore because we were moving to a new house, and we just thought about setting them free because we couldn't find a home for them, but we released them on a hot day, and they literally ran out and then came back in and were just like kind of huddled under our patio furniture to try to find shade, and I was so sad about that, but eventually they ran off and we never saw them again. But then I got another rabbit, like maybe a year or two later, named Angel. She was all white, and she was cute. I remember her being well-behaved for a rabbit, I don't remember a goddamn thing about these rabbits. Why? I don't know. But we did end up finding, again, one of my dad's friends has a rabbit farm, and we gave Angel to them. I don't know why we named her Angel, probably because she was all white, but yeah. So there we are. I had three rabbits. Oh yeah, there was this one time that I babysat the class rabbit in like first or second grade. We would all take turns babysitting the rabbit. Like we would take them home and have them for the night or the weekend. So yeah, I had three, well, technically four rabbits, but mainly three. I had three rabbits. Now, have a good day. Whew. I think if I had to learn anything from this ramble, it would be to take notes about what I want to say, and then maybe I won't forget shit.